and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. It is October the, 14th?
Yep.
And I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. Hooray. I am Garrett, as always, joined with Brad and Wade.
As always.
As
typical. Hello.
What is happening?
Stuff?
Yeah, you know, back on the road. It's a travel week for me.
I hear you're having another one of those in a couple weeks.
Oh, do you know?
It's a rumor floating around.
There is a rumor floating around. We may be occupying the West Coast studio in a couple weeks.
Well, we will. We may lock you out of it.
Someone get the board, prop the door.
I heard there was a new sofa for me to try.
You might have heard that. Speaking of the sofa, I've been working most of the weekend on a armrest table for it. It needs some sanding and some cleaning up a little bit, but it's almost done. So that is awesome. Stupendous. It is. I bought a disc and a belt sander combo on Friday. I put that to good use over the weekend. So that's fun. New toys.
A combo? Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, actually. It's like $80 at Harbor Freight, and I I was satisfied with that purchase.
It's a combo. It sands while it cuts.
So, new toys.
New toys are always good.
They are. They really, really are. On a downward note, though, as I mentioned at the beginning, I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. Not looking forward to it. I had a tooth bug in me all weekend, and when I went and kind of was poking at it last night, a whole section chipped off of it. So I'm going to go in tomorrow and get that filled. That's exciting.
If I can offer a suggestion, find a place that does sedation.
That does what?
Sedation.
Oh, I bet you love sedation. No, I have to go back into work afterwards, so I won't have that luxury.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, it's fine. They give you nitrous oxide. It calms you down and kind of makes you go out of your brain for a little bit. Not like crazy, but just kind of don't care about anything, you know, about like your normal state.
So what is...
It just...
I don't think they offer nitrous in California. Something about EPA and FDA regulations or
what
something?
What Brad is saying is he needs you to be sedated with the because a very large order of stuff is going to be coming in that you need to handle.
I need to just slip this one past you.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and take the good stuff, okay?
Yeah.
You can do that for me.
Send your email to idontcare@poundsand.com. So yeah, that's what I got going on. Took the drone out this weekend. It flew better than it had, but I still broke all three landing gear. So I will be laying up some fiberglass this weekend and cut out some replacements for that. Video will be...
How about you reinforce it?
Coming. I will. I plan to.
It's reinforced. Yeah. You freaking landed it and it's stuck into the ground.
Yeah, I was flying at a baseball field because it's fenced off and I felt I could not do as much damage to society there. And as it came in, the grass was real thick and the landing gear got wedged in it, but the forward momentum decided to separate them.
Nice.
So that's a thing.
Physics, kids.
And I may have scratched the lens of my GoPro.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That part I'm not happy about.
This whole drone thing
has been just...
Yeah.
Shut up. No talking.
I've told him by this time he should have just gotten it out of the box. One would have worked perfectly.
I don't want to hear
I was
going to
say, by the time, by the amount of money in repairs and everything, you could have bought a DJI Phantom by now.
No. That's incorrect.
Well, Okay, if you calculate what your time is worth and put that into it as well.
Well, if you ask the company I work for, my time is not worth very much.
That case, you can build one for me.
Exactly. I think the GoPro will be fine, though. I mean, I did some tests. It might get some glare. I'm going to try to take it to either a glasses shop or a jeweler or something like that to see if they have any...
see if they can polish it out.
Yeah, and see if I do okay. But that's what I had going on. Yeah, right? And that's what I got going on. I don't think I got anything else.
Maybe a camera shop or something.
Yeah, I think there's one of those. There used to be one around the corner, so I might hit them up. Assuming they're still there.
Yep.
Either one of you guys, feel free. Take up the reins.
There is a camera shop down the street. I do know that.
Is it over by the McDonald's? Is it still there?
Yeah.
By Comic Quest?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
At least 3 years ago.
Anyway.
That's where I'm going this weekend. What did you guys do this weekend?
I was working.
We had a good weekend, actually. Had a couple dates with my wife, which is awesome.
Does your other wife know?
Visited. One is enough.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Thank you. You do know why he moved, right?
Yep.
Touche.
Jerk.
It's funny, though.
There's like five malls in the area, so we visited a couple of them. Best Buy, Verizon, you know, just kind of an errands weekend. We did go to the movies, though. We went and saw The Martian.
Okay, cool, good.
Yep. See, that's about the extent of it.
There's five malls in his area, so he doesn't go to the same one so many times and people don't recognize him when he's with the other girls.
Exactly. The other wives.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yes. Each wife only goes to that one mall to make sure there's no crossover and whatever. It's smart planning. Okay. Wade, how about you?
I spent the weekend working on the channel, getting things set up for a major change.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm to add a couple more series to do with games, but not gameplay.
Okay.
More at 11.
More of that at 11. Tune in. No, these commercial breaks. No commercial breaks. Very good. I am also toying around with trying to stream some stuff. However, I'm debating on upgrading to Windows 10 prior to doing that. I've held off, but I don't really see any other options for myself. So since it's free, just kind of thinking I should bite the bullet and do it.
I hate when people do it. It's like, everyone's like, oh yeah, Windows
it's free. It's free asterisk.
Well, yeah, free asterisk.
But, like, before Windows was released, everyone was like, yeah, Windows 10 is free, Windows 10 is free. They download Windows 10. No, Windows 10 sucks. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, well.
Don't be so hyped on something that you don't know what it is.
Welcome to society?
Einstein's stupidity theory?
Yes.
Two things are infinite in this reality, the universe and human stupidity.
Yes.
All right.
We're on the same page. All right. Shall we get into some movies?
Movies.
So we've got 3 to 4 really to talk about this week. Let's see. They are number 1, Goosebumps. This has piqued my interest at 76%. So that's respectable. Featuring, obviously, the likes of Jack Black and a few others. But he's the main name in this one. It is PG, so good for the whole family if you're not worried about giving your kids nightmares. And if you haven't seen the trailers, it's pretty much about Jack Black plays R.L. Stine, the author of the Goosebumps books. Some kids come in and open one up, and that ends up releasing all the monsters into the world. All of R.L. Stine's greatest fears. And they have to work on getting it all better. I'm really intrigued by this. I used to read Goosebumps books as a kid, and they had the TV show for quite some time. So I'm very curious about this one, and I may have to sneak off and see it. Again, 76%
Thursday night
PG.
Opening.
Number two this week, Crimson Peak. Thursday night. What about Thursday night? Hello?
Doesn't it open Thursday night? You said you were going to sneak off.
I might sneak off. I doubt it'll be Thursday night. Some of us have responsibilities on Fridays. Not all of us get to work from home. Okay, So number two this week is Crimson Peak with the likes of Chris Hiddleston, a.k.a. Loki, Jessica Chastain, Mia Wasikowska. I'm sure I not pronounced that wrong, but she was Alice from Alice in Wonderland, and Charlie Hunnam from the likes of Sons of Anarchy. This is rated R for bloody violence and some sexual content and brief, strong language. It is 67% on the tomato meter. When her heart is stolen away by a seductive stranger, a young woman is swept away to the house atop a mountain of blood-red clay, a place filled with secrets that will haunt her forever. Between desire and darkness, between mystery and madness, lies the truth behind Crimson Peak, from the imagination and director of Guillermo del Toro. So a little horror deal, a little bit more up Wade's alley, but less hack and slash, more haunty mystery.
Oh, we'll get to that later.
So the third movie this week is at 91%, and that is Bridge of Spies. This is starring the one and only Tom Hanks, along with, let's see here, Mark Rylance, Sebastian Coach, Amy Ryan, and John Scott Shepherd. Not really sure who most of those people are, but that's fine. An American attorney tasked with negotiating the release of a U-2 spy plane pilot who was shot down over Russia at the height of the Cold War in this historical drama from DreamWorks Studios, a Steven Spielberg and Mark E. Platt production. So if you are either a Tom Hanks fan or a Cold War political chaos fan, this is for you. Isn't that fantastic?
Wonderful.
Last movie, not scored, it is Woodlawn. It's got an 89% viewers want to see, but nothing on the tomato meter. Sean Astin, Caleb Castile, Brando Eaton, John Voight, Nick Bishop, to name a few. In 1973, a spiritual awakening captures the hearts of the Woodlawn High School football team, led by their coach Tandy Geralds, and fueled by the team's dedication to love and unity in a school filled with racism and hate. The team makes an astounding run at the playoffs, leading to the largest high school football game ever played in the torn city of Birmingham, Alabama, and the rise of its first African-American superstar, Tony Nathan. So I see this as being a little bit of a limited release, but definitely kind of reminiscent of Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington, per se.
Yeah, I was just getting that vibe.
Unknown if it'll be good or not. Again, no score on Rotten Tomatoes. In the box office this week, we have The Martian pulls in another $37 million. Hotel Transylvania 2 pulls in $20.4 million. Pan at a disgraceful $15.3 million. And The Intern at $8.7 million.
Yeah, Pan bombed.
Clearly. Yeah, Pan hasn't worked out so well for them.
Well, it was pretty bad on Friday morning. You listen to the radio and they're saying that all the critics pretty much said it failed in every way possible and in ways you didn't think were possible. That's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about The Martian last week as Wade and I saw it. Brad,
yes.
What are your two cents on this atrocity of a film?
Absolutely atrocious. Obviously, any conversion from book to film, you always end up losing some stuff. Having read the book, I noticed things that were missing. However, I would have to say that their general treatment of it was actually really good. I was impressed. It was really enjoyable. Trying not to do any major spoilers here, the self-surgery scene was a little intense.
That was intense.
That
was a little bit more than I was anticipating.
Couldn't quite handle it, huh?
Oh, I could handle it. It was just, picturing yourself in the shoes of that guy in a situation where you've got no other help but your own.
Yep.
And trying to really just make some sense of it is pretty gnarly.
I don't know. A few more hits from the morphine pen would have been in order, I think.
And remember the surgery scene from Prometheus?
No, I didn't. I haven't watched that one.
Oh, you should.
You're not missing much.
There is that surgery scene.
So
it's quite amazing.
There's that.
Yeah. It was a little cringeworthy. That was about the only thing, though. They did get their two F-bombs in. No more than two, though, to maintain the PG-13 rating.
How did you like the censorship going forward from that point?
Loved it. Loved it.
Brilliant.
That was so creative.
And
so creative. It was well awesome. Done. They managed to work in a few hypothetical more F-bombs
yes.
that were not quite.
Nope. But they got the point across.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Now, all in all, a pretty darn good film. If you haven't gone and seen it yet, and you're a fan of any sort of sci-fi or realistic human drama,
you must have been strapped to a table for a while.
Good. Anything else in movies?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But there is news!
Yay, news! Interesting report out last week.
Okay.
Retelling
sure
stuff
that
we already knew.
Why are we covering this?
Latest survey of TV viewers ages 18 to 31, which is the young people demographic. I just squeak in there. That 18%, which is a new record high, have never signed up for cable.
Okay.
Not just canceled it, have never signed up for it.
Okay, well that doesn't... I mean, define cable, though.
Well, okay, so other than over-the-air free TV, cable,
okay,
satellite, premium television service.
I'm in the rest of the percentage.
Yes, you are. As am I. However, it is telling that the next generation is going to be much less likely to sign up for it. I mean, this is stuff we've been talking about for a while, but it's interesting to see some hard numbers put to it.
Yes, I agree.
They are anticipating that by 2025, only 50% of viewers will have some premium cable or television service.
Well, I can tell you with companies like HBO and whatnot making it more available, Hulu, a few other maybe less than up-and-up companies offering some sort of streaming option for shows, people don't have a need for it, and especially with the price savings.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I enjoy the ability to watch wherever I want to watch. You know, not just in the living room.
Yep. I will say, though, that I was trying to watch The Walking Dead through their website because I have a friend's login and I try to use it. Did not work. I got about halfway through it. The app kept crashing. The player kept resetting. I was very not happy on that situation. So,
yeah, the cable companies, they haven't quite caught on yet. And I shouldn't say cable companies, the content companies, you know, Universal, NBC, ABC, those big ones.
Yeah.
They haven't really caught on yet. They're trying and not doing a very good job.
I don't even know if they're trying.
Well, they have apps.
Okay.
That's not doing nothing.
Yeah, it's not exactly putting the most effort into it either.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, no.
They, doing everything.
Yeah. The quality of the apps are atrocious. I mean, they've done yes. bare minimum, and they need to really step it up because as this latest study shows and is going to continue to show, people are getting fed up.
Yeah, people don't want to pay.
Like being treated like dirt
while
forking over hundreds of dollars a month.
Well, this goes back into the rise of the internet. I mean, why would people wait for, as we said, more at 11 when they can go on Google and be like, search it, done.
Yeah.
You know, it's
more at 11? No, show me now.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And it's more at 11 than our top story, more at, you know, after three other stories you didn't really care to hear.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, it's more at 11. Hey, thanks for giving me the keywords to go search this, and I'm not tuning in.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much is about right.
Shooting at a school. All right, done. Okay, I can look that up.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll read about it. Thank you.
Not that shooting at a school is something that should be taken lightly.
It's just no, we don't want to but sit why am I other... going to wait to get the details?
Yeah, I'm exactly. saying it's something that is more prevalent in that we want to hear about than sitting through what you could find at McDonald's.
Yeah. What's happening with McDonald's foods? Well, speaking of McDonald's foods, did you guys know they're offering breakfast 24/7 now?
Yes, I did. Wow.
See, I have a serious problem with this.
You should watch the news.
Well, there's that. But I have a problem with this. I have been of the sound mind that there is no God. Having breakfast from McDonald's available 24/7 makes me question that a little bit.
You heard it here. Garrett is an atheist.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
That's known. That's not a secret.
Yeah. Me being an atheist is no secret.
I've known that for a long time.
That's right. And he still tolerates me.
Absolutely.
No, no, there's a difference. He thinks he's God.
That's funny. Well, very good. So no more and more cable cutters, not even cable cutters, never cablers to begin with.
Yeah, cable cutting is on the rise. That would be the category you and I would fall into. Well, not you per se right now, but
in theory, to a degree,
we have had it. We have had it.
Yeah, and I'm not paying a lot of the fees that they want. I'm only paying for precisely the bare minimum that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cable blocker now?
I don't know what the term would be. Cable
blocker, virgins? That's what we go with. I mean,
Cable virgins.
TM, patent pending, royalties.
Trademark that crap.
That's right.
Very good. Wade, what do you got?
Well, coming in with our start of the now, what, Halloween month?
Well, I mean, we're 2 weeks into it, but sure.
2 weeks, yep. We have a new game. Voice with, well, not voice, but with the aesthetic of the Friday the 13th. There we go. God, couldn't get that out.
Aesthetic, or is it everything?
It's everything.
Okay, so it's not even loosely, but purely based on the Friday the 13th franchise.
You can play as Jason.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It is a 1-on-7 kill 'em all.
Nice.
In Crystal Lake. One person plays as Jason, who is more maneuverable and can use different weapons within the summer camp at Crystal Lake, while the other 7 characters are the camp counselors. Guess which ones die.
Is this a multiplayer game?
Yes, it's 1 versus 7.
Well, I wasn't sure if like the 7 was AI. So it's like Evolve that came out, yep. Only it's based on Friday the 13th.
Except you aren't hunting the creature.
The creature is hunting you. Is
definitely hunting you.
This sounds intriguing. Although, I find it interesting that, you know, there's been so much talk about, oh my goodness, games are making people so violent, blah, blah, blah. Have we not had the most violent games ever recently?
Anyone want to think of a game called Hatred, where you are literally a person going on a mass killing spree?
I don't recall that, but that sounds fun too.
It was a big topic. It led Steam to take it off the
store. Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yeah, and then people are like, well, you're curating it then. What the heck? But anyhow. That's true too. So, this is actually being kickstarted.
It's not even a game yet. They're just talking about
it. It's being kickstarted. I think they need like $700,000.
What? Is this going to be like a AAA next-gen title, or is this going to be like a Steam indie game? Because 700K sounds like a pretty AAA budget.
Substantial. Yeah. I mean, here if you want to...
I mean, the graphics for some of the screenshots look promising, but making a still image, just about anybody can do with Photoshop in their garage. So I don't have a lot of faith that that's telling of anything.
Well, the Kickstarter link is in the show notes. And the trailer I have also linked.
We should probably blast that through social media.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
We'll work on that. It does actually show Jason. And what's awesome is that this came with the blessing of both the man behind the mask.
Well, there's been a couple. So...
Well, that's why he said both.
And, well, this, let's see. And
the man behind the camera, probably.
From announcement from Summer Camp Friday the 13th, creator and director Sean S. Cunningham reached out to the team with his blessing. And after a few meetings, Jason then licensed the Jason Voorhees franchise. So these guys were working with the creator of the Summer Camp Friday the 13th movie. The director. Creator and director.
Was it actually called Summer Camp Friday the 13th? Or was it just called Friday the 13th? I'm kind of confused now.
I think that's one of the movies is Summer Camp.
If only there's a place I could find this out.
If only. We should work on inventing one of those.
Yeah, I'd probably make a bunch of money. There's a lot of research, though, and documenting and databasing all this information.
Yeah. I'm thinking, though, we could probably get a really cheap domain name, a meaningless word, something along the lines of, I don't know, Google, maybe?
For a cheap $12? Okay, so let's see. Friday the 13th, there was a 1916 movie by that title. 2009, 1980, 2017, rumored apparently. Friday the 13th Part 2 in 81. Friday the 13th in 89 video game. A 57 TV movie and a 53 movie short. So no movie has been called Summer Camp.
Basically, we were a Friday the 13th Friday the 13th video game, we just didn't have the license, Hobbs said. So the Hobbs is basically the guy who was creating the game before he got the license to use Freddy Jason. 5 months after the announcement of Summer Camp, Friday the 13th, creator and director Sean S. Cunningham reached out to the team with his blessing. And after a few meetings, the license to Jason Voorhees franchise. We were blown away and humbled at the time, Hobbs said. I've wanted to create a Friday the 13th video game nearly my whole life. So to hear him validate our work on Summer Camp. Okay, so there we go.
Yeah, the game was called Summer Camp until they got the Friday the 13th licenses to do Jason Voorhees.
Was the highest.
That's what I was thinking was happening.
Yeah, was the highest honor. He said if he was. He said, if this license will make our game better, I'd love for you to have it.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure there's a fee in there that they're not talking about, but it sounds like they're not.
Hundreds of millions. So of the $700 million they're trying to kickstart, $600 million is licensing fees.
It's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was $700,000, but I mean, a million sounds better.
So I'm just going to some...
Yeah, that's what I meant. What
close,
he said.
Close. You had a few more extra zeros to there, which, I mean, no one would be disappointed at, but...
Well, you know, whatever. Who's counting?
So, let's see. If you go to Kickstarter... Friday the 13th? Is that how this works? I don't know. There you go. Kickstarter. Friday the 13th. The game currently has 5,000 backers at $321,000 towards their $700,000 goal with 30 days left.
So they're already halfway there.
Yeah. I don't know how long Kickstarters go for, but...
This one, I think, has a launch end date. The pledge by it's Friday.
It's got an end date, but when was the start date? When that was my start? Question. I don't know.
Just say.
Yeah. Someone wrote Jason Lives. Pledge $5 and stay connected. $15 gets Sounds of Madness, a digital soundtrack, and digital wallpaper pack. $25 is Early Bird Digital Camper, which gets you a download key on either PC, Xbox, or PS4. Well, they're kind of... dictates the distribution pattern.
Well, this is common in what's it called? This Kickstarter.
Let's see.
This is all the wallpaper, goals that you get blah, doing this.
Okay, what's the most expensive pledge you can do that they give perks for? So far, 400 or more, 500, 750, 1,000, 2,500, 4 grand, 7,500, 10 grand. Okay, the $10,000 donation... allows you to be in the game, become a camp counselor in the game, must be 18 plus to participate. I would assume so if you're pledging $10,000. Will create you as an 80s style camp counselor, and you will get to work with the devs to select their class archetype and define your character stats. Attend the launch party of the game and celebrate the release of the game with the creators. Be immortalized in the in-game Camp Crystal Lake counselor database. Signed physical game with Kickstarter exclusive cover art and either PC, Xbox One, or PS4. Signed by Sean Cunningham, Tom Savini, Kane Hodder.
The guy behind the mask.
Yeah, a bunch of people. Kickstarter exclusive in-game playable Jason character designed by Tom Savini with unique weapon. Exclusive in-game counselor clothing packs, digital art book featuring concept from game developers, exclusive beta access on PC, in-game credit under featured camp counselor, 3 additional digital download keys for friends, digital wallpaper 1 and 2, other external gratitude, and a heartfelt thank you. So they're going to give you a hug.
All yours for
$10,000.
Call now.
I am surprised that it goes up that high.
Oh, someone will do it, I guarantee you.
But wait, if you pledge in the next 15 minutes.
Exactly. But you get a hug. There's more.
A hug.
Okay. Well, that's what I. So we kind of joke around that it's for $10,000.
I just said someone will do it.
Two people already have.
Told you.
Yes.
limited. There's only four slots though, so they'll only do four custom counselors. Four. Let's see. So no backers at 7,500. None at six. None at 25. 15 backers at 1,000. With 15 available slots on that based on whatever perks they have. So it looks like it's using the Unreal 4 engine. Screenshots look interesting. We'll just see how it goes. If you're a horror fan and want to be immortalized, that'll be yours for $10,000.
10 grand kicking around?
That's right.
Go to Amazon using our cookies.
We appreciate your donation.
Please, please.
There we go. Well, in other slightly comical news, we talked about this loosely and we won't stay on it very long. Playboy apparently has removed nudes from their website, or expressed they were no longer going to do nudes on their website, have followed suit with no longer doing it in their magazine. Which is interesting, because that's what everyone associated with Playboy. But Brad's got a little bit more information in terms of... would you say that the viewership on the website went up once it was more suitable for work?
Yeah, once they removed... because it's always been the mix of the pictures and articles. And, you know, I know it's a joke, but the articles have always been... I shouldn't say have always been, but they have been well written. They're actually a decent read. So what they found was the inappropriate for work content was limiting, you know, it's not just inappropriate for work, but it's inappropriate for around your kids and for, you know, on public transit and for sitting on the bench or on the plane. There was so many places you didn't want to read, you know. Trying to be sensitive. So they found that if they removed the not safe for work content from their website, their readership actually went up. So hence the lead in to removing it from the magazines and making it more just a general, I'm assuming it'll be a general men's magazine, but not, inappropriate for the workplace.
I'm surprised that they removed content instead of creating another publication and or website that would be geared more towards the, you know, suitable content, you know, sure. Not inappropriate content. Sure. Because people have always associated Playboy with the nudity and the articles, obviously, but mostly the graphic content. Right. And to now have Playboy that's more of a men's magazine, I'm sure it'll have fairly tasteful pictures, you know, without explicit content. But mm-hmm. if they're doing more, you know, men's style and whatnot, well, that doesn't really fit under the general perception of Playboy itself. So I think it's interesting they're trying to change their content instead of create a new brand that they can port some of the stuff over to.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Should be interesting.
Yeah. On another side note, maybe a little bit of a discussion piece. Wade brought this up to me earlier. There is a, I'm going to say young lady, because I don't have any more content than that, whose wedding images are going viral because she shot it all from her own perspective, essentially using a GoPro to film her own wedding.
I said, you know, she GoPro'd her own wedding. I'm not sure she actually used...
But she essentially did... from her perspective, wedding pictures, photos, or whatever, which I thought was kind of interesting, you know, having been to a couple weddings, by no means an expert, but, you know, a lot of people from wedding picture standpoint like to see the bride's dress. It's obviously a big ordeal. It's something that leads up to the wedding pretty aggressively, so to speak. And a lot of it is seeing the emotion between the bride and the groom and to some degree, the bridesmaids, groomsmen, and family around. Seeing it only from perspective will take some of that away because you don't see anything that isn't her perspective per se. Now, this is all kind of half-cocked a little bit because I don't know the full details, but...
She did not use a...
A photographer.
Yes.
Now, if the bride and the groom both shot it from their own perspectives, then splice something together, that would be...
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. But only one perspective I see that is maybe taking something away from a photography standpoint, from
right.
the overall day. But it was definitely a creative... way of getting their wedding, you know, filmed or photoed without the money of a professional or even, per se, sometimes amateur photographer trying to get work.
Yep. I bet some people aren't kind of happy it's getting interest.
Well, it gives people an idea to go a different path.
Well, you know? And it's interesting, though, because the cost of weddings has just skyrocketed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Out of control. So, it'll be interesting to see the creative ways that people come up with for, you know, reclaiming that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a young lady at work who, I was inquiring today. My daughter is selling the Girl Scout nuts and chocolate covered junk right now. And
junk.
So nice.
Well, it is. I mean,
such a supportive dad,
right? And aren't I great? So I was asking, you know, the young lady if she wanted to support an organization that exploits child labor. It's not wrong. And she said she was
entirely fair, though.
Isn't it?
They are they're an organization that is teaching children to exploit adult labor.
Maybe it's a clever marketing tool. Let's go with that. Uh-huh. And she said a lot of her money was going to wedding stuff. She is engaged in planning her wedding. One of those things, obviously, a photographer. But, right. Yeah, I mean, the cost for some of the stuff, you didn't have to deal with too much of it because you guys kind of did the spur-of-the-moment thing, right?
We did.
You essentially just eloped.
Vegas did.
And would recommend it to anyone.
You know,
it brought the focus back to what was important. There weren't all the trimmings and, you know, it was a nice location. It's not like, you know, we did it in the city dump. Nice location. We just, you know, this was what was important. It wasn't about the show.
Was the ring in the champagne or the cake?
Neither.
When you proposed.
Neither. I had it in my pocket.
Brad did one of those, hey, you want to get married? And she went, yeah, sure.
Which to be one? Fair, we were already engaged.
Well, not at the wedding. I'm talking about the proposal.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yes. No, just teasing. Yeah, no, and I have a friend. I used to work with a guy who he pretty much went to his girlfriend at the time and said, I'm going to Vegas this weekend for a bike show, a pedal bike. And turned to her and said, if you want to get married, you better be in the car. To be fair, it's an older couple. They'd both been married a couple, you know, once at least before. And so it wasn't a big spectacle, but I still thought it was pretty funny. Hey, anyway.
It's about what's important to the couple.
I agree. And I mean, I was dating a girl, and her mentality was cheap wedding, expensive honeymoon.
There you go. Know?
Instead of going, pulling out all the trimmings for the wedding, that's a one-day deal. That's, I don't know if it's more for the guests as much as it is for the bride and groom, you know? They get the DJs or the, you know, the bar or whatever. You know, get something a little bit more modest for the wedding and take that money that you would have spent and... You know, have a little bit nicer honeymoon, or a little bit longer maybe, or whatever.
Yeah, you don't want that guy calling himself Uncle Joe having fun at your bar. And you don't have an Uncle Joe.
Whose side of the family are you on? Yeah.
The bride.
We've gotten a long way off topic here.
We have. Wow, that was kind of interesting.
It's okay.
That,
we can have fun.
That dove deeper than I anticipated it or even foresaw it happening. But anyway, yeah. Other creative options for filming your wedding, check it out.
are available.
Great. Moving on.
Moving on. An update in the war on crypto.
Crypto?
Crypto.
Krypton.
No. Crypto. Zoology. Cryptology. Encryption. We have covered at various points how the FBI and the NSA and other three-letter acronym government agencies
NSA. Have... Sorry.
NSA. Have wanted Silicon Valley to start putting government backdoors into all the encryption protections. And famously, Apple has been the big one to push back. Not that others have not, but they were one of the leaders to essentially wipe their hands of all information, all knowledge regarding the protection of your data. You hold that. You have the keys. It's on your phone. We know nothing. We can't do anything about it. This has led to several attempts at coercion and legislation. The Obama administration has come out and said they will be no longer pursuing legislation to require backdoors in crypto. Finally coming around to even their own experts' advice that if they put backdoors in the encryption technology, there is no way to control who has access to that. If there are backdoors for the U.S. government, that means they will also have to comply for backdoors for the Chinese government, for the Russian government, and this would just create too much of a problem. Now, while that's been going on, there is an active lawsuit where... who is the plaintiff here? It is versus Apple, where the government has an active lawsuit trying to compel Apple to unlock a iPhone that has been confiscated. And the judge has essentially turned it around. They've asked Apple to respond with, is this even possible, or would this be unduly burdensome on you? Do you have this capability at all? And the judge has essentially turned it around and said that while the FBI is requesting this, the FBI director has been talking about how we need to believe in the democratic process and we need to legislate that the FBI can do this. Meanwhile, the law that they're trying to use to compel Apple to unlock this phone, they are twisting. And the judge recognizes that they're twisting and stretching it to make it meet what they want. So a little bit of a slap down. It's not the final decision. Apple has a little bit of time to respond to this, but it is heartening, I suppose, that the judiciary is starting to wake up and recognize the government is abusing its power and push back a little bit, not just give them blanket license.
Good.
Yeah. So, finally, some good news in the crypto front.
Yeah, I mean, government... We go on and on about government and their crap. But, yeah, I mean...
Well, that's our job. That's
did Apple doing. Ever say they could or couldn't remotely reactivate?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's still... We're still in that comment period. Now, the issue with that is going to be, this is kind of an older case, you know, these cases take time to work their way through the judiciary system.
Yeah.
There was a point where Apple could do this. I believe it was either iOS version 7 or 8 where they updated and no longer had access. So, depending on when this iPhone was confiscated... you know, if it's running version 6, then they may very well be able to, although we are now 3 versions past that, you know, Apple may well have purged any information they have on this.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it'd be interesting.
Between shelf life and encryption and whatnot, who knows?
Yep.
Very good. All right, so I think we have time for...
this with updates.
Yep. And I think we have time for one more. Wade, you got anything else to throw our way?
Well, I guess we can go with, speaking of cryptics, Black Ops 3 and its developer Treyarch are doing things a little bit differently with their campaign this time around, where you are able to select any level to play on the single player only campaign. You're able to select any level from the start.
What?
You are no longer bound, in this game anyway, to move from level 1 to 2 to 3 and so on. You can go last level, play it, go back to first level, and see how it all went to the last one.
What?
Why? I don't understand the benefit to this.
Well, Jason Bundle, director of the campaign and zombies mode for Black Ops 3, told Eurogamer Treyarch made the decision to give players more choice. It gives them flexibility to consume the content how they want. The unlocking level system is an archaic mentality we've had since we did bedroom development back in the day. You do this, then you go on to the next one. I guess he's referring to levels.
He is.
Right. So, I'm kind of torn on this, honestly. My thoughts on maintaining the old way is that it gives you at least a certain amount of time. A admittedly small window, but still.
In terms of gameplay for campaign?
Well, in terms of spoiler-free time. Right? After the game initially comes out, you don't just jump to the end and find out how the story ends and ruin it for everybody. Now, admittedly, there are some pretty hardcore gamers that take the day off and within, you know, a day and a half know how the story ends. So, well, in that front, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
And let's be honest, the Call of Duty campaigns aren't that long.
Well, I guess that's true. My
and
point.
A lot of Call of Duty gamers only buy it for the multiplayer anyway. Yep. So.
That's a couple of my points right there. A, the story campaign isn't that long. So it's not that much of a time investment. You're not really buying the game for that anyway. But the reason for the quote-unquote archaic level unlock is to tell the story. There are chapters in a story. You don't buy a book and go to the last chapter and go, how does this end? Okay, now I'll read the rest of it.
Well, some people do flip over and go to the syllabus. But
yeah, I was going to say, some people do. And to that analogy, when you buy a book, it's all unlocked. You can read the last chapter first if you want to.
It is, and you can if you want to, and if you want to pull a Fight Club moment where you get the ending first and go back and recoup it, sure.
Apparently I need to watch this movie.
I can't believe you haven't. It's really. It's one of those movies, honestly, where you will watch it twice.
Sure.
Probably back to back. But, I don't know, from a storytelling standpoint, they want to tell the story how they wrote it, and giving you the choice to pick and choose what part of the story you want to see without knowing it up front, there's a disconnect there. And so then the story writers and the script writer, whatever, you're discrediting their work a little bit, in my mind.
Well, you know, I'm going to back off here, actually, because this is the only medium where you can't do that. I mean, granted, if you go to the theater, you have absolutely zero control over the movie anyway. I will grant that.
Yes.
But if you buy a DVD, you could watch the end of the movie first. If you buy a book, you could read the final chapter first. If you buy a CD, you could listen to the last track first. No. So,
yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, no one's forcing people to play it out of order. They're just saying...
Exactly. You have this option Whether you choose, you know, we are trying to tell a story, so obviously we would prefer that you play it in order. But if you choose not to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and I think what they're going is that, look, you bought the game, you consume the entertainment however you want. It's your game, you pay for it. But I think what would be really fun to do is to be like level 3, 5, 6, 9, so on. And then you do all those. And then you go back and then play the rest and see how they fall in.
So just get little snippets of the story and then try and fill it in later.
Yeah, kind of like a solve your own mystery.
I suppose it would open that option, wouldn't it?
I mean, then, choose your own adventure video game, so to speak. But, I mean, isn't that kind of an MMO?
Not particularly.
I guess not.
But then there's always, I was actually reading comments on this, and there was one person who actually kind of gave it a good point, is that what if you're playing a game in a friend's house, and you like it, and you go and pick it up? Well, you don't want to replay level 1 through 3. You want to pick it up where you left off at your friend's house.
That's actually a very good point.
Unless you want the achievements.
And who doesn't want achievements?
I have achieved great things in my day.
Oh, yay. Complete level 1. Done. 10 Woo-hoo! Points.
10 points.
Yeah.
New weapon unlocked.
Hey, some of us play for achievements. Don't knock it.
Oh, we're knocking it. We're knocking it hard.
I know.
We're knocking on heaven's door.
God.
And that would be the end of the episode, folks. No, I think, honestly, when Wade pitched the story, my personal preferences played into this. I was not a fan, but thinking about it now, you know, who cares? I think it's a good thing that they're doing this. It allows the option. I personally am still going to play through the story in order because I enjoy interacting with the storytelling and watching the story progress. But if that's not your thing and you want to do every odd level first and then every even level or, you know, play the story back, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'm on the same page, you know, I mean, just because it's not my way of doing it doesn't mean that no one else should have that ability.
Exactly.
I guess the only concern I might have is from a writing standpoint, do the stories get weaker because they're kind of banking on people just kind of picking stuff here and there and not really vetting out the story as well.
Who cares?
Well, but let them write their story. How many people are actually going to play like that? I think it's going to be the minority and those people that don't care about the storyline anyway.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. The thing is, this doesn't affect anyone other than the person who is playing the game. It doesn't affect me if someone in Russia decides to play the game starting at level three.
Yeah. That's true.
My experience of the game will not be hampered unless I directly go searching for it. So,
everybody play your game your way.
Yeah. You bought the game, you play it the way you want.
Don't we already?
No, we play it the way they want.
Do you need to let Bradley go into DRM again?
Well, DRM is different from a gameplay experience. But anyway.
It can't affect it.
Okay. Well, we're approaching our hour mark, and we don't want to take up anyone else's time more than we absolutely have to. So once again, we thank you for listening. We do, as always, encourage you to seek us out on Facebook and Twitter. That is facebook.com/abundance.not. And Twitter at Abundance Knot. I think we're at 385 right now, so we're looking for that magic 500.
Mike, offer still stands. And secondly, If you're interested in Overwatch, there will be a preview live stream, beta preview live stream this Thursday. So if you're listening to this, you probably have already missed it. But you'll be able to check the vlogs on Twitch. The live stream begins at 10 a.m. And the links for the channel are in the show notes.
We should blast
okay,
that
for the sake
too.
Of housekeeping, that is Thursday, October 16th, 2015 at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
Because it is Blizzard and Blizzard is up the street.
There you go.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, keep on gaming.
That's see you guys next time.